If some rooms are better than the others, like what's because they have these.
Yeah, we're gonna be able to listen to what we talked about this time.
Hello.
Should we sing?
An ensemble. You're a great vocal ensemble.
Hello.
All right.
Like we're thinking. The photo. Yeah.
You guys enjoy the movie?
Bill and Andy, how did Bill work with the cameras to create the performance of Pennywise between your acting and how the camera was portraying him?
It was an interesting thing for me because, I like to be very kind of, I guess, like, you know, I care and I want to be involved and I care about the movie that I'm doing. So like, I'm as an actor, I've always been kind of like, okay, how are, you know, but when you do, mostly when I do care, like, you know, when I do films, it's like, it's the director's film and you go in and you do like, okay, you know, and you do a scene and you do your scene and the director goes, oh, I tried this, and you do the scene and then he goes, okay, good. And you're like, all right, great. But with this one, and I usually don't feel a need to kind of go like, can I go and look at how that looks, you know? But with this one, it was like I had no idea what anything looked like. I didn't know what my face with the makeup on looks like and how it translates onto the screen. So for the first time, I was much more curious to see what it was that we were doing. And the studio wouldn't give me any access to the dailies, but Andy would. So he was like, okay, like here. Here you go, and you can go and you can look at the daily. So I would sit and I would actually kind of study what we already shot because I felt for this role it was important to see what I was doing and how it translated into the screen, and that all the things that I've thought about and with Andy and talked about with Andy, that the things that translates onto the screen with all the makeup and all the things and the looks and the contacts and everything. It was for the first time ever, like, that I was like, and even the first screen test we did as well, I was like, oh, okay, you know, like, because it's such a technical and important aspect of the character that, you know, and Andy, he would show me things and he could go like, oh, do this exact same thing, but like there, or there, you know, this minor differences of how the light hits and the face and the chin, and what it really reads as sort of this as the visual impact of the character. So it was really important for me to understand that aspect of
it. I totally see how you felt, why you feel that way, because, you know, we started, like, you know, we talked hours about what the character was, and we agreed, like, mostly we agreed on everything of what the character should be. But talks are just the beginning, you know, then it's Bill who basically start building the character. And because we talked about a lot about the unpredictable behavior of Pennywise as part of his dread and his impact as a monster, and we have here a guy that is committed, as you know, we're talking about that, committed and fearless. He's like, he just took the concept of, okay, what is this monster and how we make it unpredictable. And I think one of the greatest things that he brought is embracing that concept of unpredictability, and really giving something new at every point. And I was shocked. I was like so surprised and gratified to see him like doing things, because he was not surprising the audience only, he was surprising me at every point, and he was maybe surprising yourself at one point. And that's why I understand that you wanted to see what it looked like, because apart from all the whole makeup thing and what I told you about like staying there, because also I'm very like visual, and I think And Bill is also very angular, and the makeup added like you know that extra faceted persona. So the angles were very important, and I totally get it. I was there looking every time.
Yeah.
But I if I was on your place, I would run to the
monitor. Yeah, and even like for the sequel, it might be different because I'm so accustomed to the character now. And the look of the character, but it was the whole leading up to it and just figuring it, you know, it was especially the beginning to kind of figure it out, but and the fear and being fearless, I mean, it's such a topical thing for the movie, right? But there was like I knew going into this because but the first like just auditioning for this movie was like a really fun thing to do. Like I was here and it was like, oh, here you go, there's an audition for Pennywise, you can do whatever you want with it, and there was no instructions, there's no anything that describes why Pennywise would be either one way or another. Like you could be young, you could be old, you could be a girl, it could be a guy, it could be any ethnicity. There's nothing that limits the character. And most characters all characters that I've ever gone up for are usually like, oh, it's a guy and he's mid-20s, he's, you know, and he's going through some things. The characters are all, you know, that you go up for are always sort of limited to who you are in a sense, but this is not. So I was like, oh, this is an audition and I'll just go with it and do something fun with the take even in the audition. And then that was the whole process. And then when I finally booked the job, this, you know, I'm like, holy shit, like I'm doing this now. Like, yeah. because the first stage was just like, I'm getting it. I'm gonna fucking get this role. And then like, I got the role. Oh my God, what do I do with it? You know, like maybe I just like fooled all these people and then and trusting me, you know. But so there was this fear into it. And then I always like felt that because Andy was like really fighting for me. Throughout the process of the casting process, and that, like he wanted me, you know, in terms of like convincing all the chefs, that are involved in making this, but so I was always like, and I had like I was you know going in Toronto leading up to production, and I was like, how am I gonna pull this off, and you know this fear started creeping in of like people having opinions and anticipations and. There have expectations that I'm not going to live up to, and there people. I felt that people were kind of almost anxious to shit all over whatever I was going to do here, and then I was reminding myself, I'm like, well, like Andy believes in what you're doing here, like he and Barbara as well, like they've stressed how happy they are that you're here, and they believe in you, so and that was like enough for me to go, okay, Bill, just go with it, you know, and because I knew like I can't have fear. And I can't, you know, pull anything back here. So I'm like, I trust Andy, and I trust Barbara, and I'm gonna give them all I have, and I can't resist anything. So I'm just like, you know, giving them with the fearless giving me everything that I have, and I think that the movie wouldn't be able to be made I wouldn't be able to make the character in any other way.
No, but I think it worked both ways too, because when we met we bonded pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah.
And there was a very quick development of trust, I think, because I didn't have all the answers,
right,
of course, so I trusted you. I didn't know that you were afraid,
right?
And I was like, oh, so he knows what's going on here. It's gonna be great. So I guess that there's always like that thing happened, that those kind of dynamics happening.
Yeah.
But we were I think the trust was that we built, and
yeah,
we became like, you know, like kindred spirits, as
yeah,
you said it one time, and it was very important to feel that to feel confident about one and the other. It was it was the only, I think,
the only way to do it. Yeah.
To do it.
Was there any influence or point of reference with Tim Curry's performance? Because he's a legend. And you did an amazing job, by the way.
Thank you.
Was there any reference to that 90s miniseries? And
I think the way we approached it was that this is our new take on it, you know? And I think for my part, it was like, you know, I'm going to do two very different things. Like, I'm going to do my interpretation and my performance as Pennywise. And, you know, also with Andy, just with him designing the look and everything, is just a completely different new take on it. And I do think that it's so different that it's like you can be into both things without them having to interfere, you know. So we're not, I mean, even in, you know, and Andy might be better to answer this, but even the, in casting me as the role, it's like we weren't trying to do this middle-aged, you know, Pennywise that Tim Curry did so well. We're doing something different, you know.
Something else. If you see it, maybe I can share it with you. It's like a baby with, like, you know, Gerber baby hair, and his eyes are wall-eyed. Little did I know that he can do that. So it was already from the beginning, was it something different? Because I believe that, you know, there's something in the in the nature of the character that I retrieved from the original work that was worth bringing into it, and it's something that doesn't it's not part of the general, like, you know, the collective conception of the character, but it's a very important little detail that has to do with the nature of the character, and that it might, because it's very speculative, you know, the book is the point of view is from the kids, and everything they know about it is like what they think or what they speculate about. And there's this thing that basically implies that Pennywise might be a product of children's imagination. In fact, when that little bit of there's a page in the book where we jump into the mind of Pennywise, and his thoughts are so simple. The turtle is stupid. I hate it. He doesn't do anything all day. So all those things that are very childlike, and my, you know, my interpretation was there's a lot of Pennywise nature that has to do with an invention, and I wanted to translate that into the look. And also there's a bit of a more of a technical effect that I wanted to bring, that was that contrast between something that is cute and lovable and horrifying at the same time. And that's when that guy came in, because he's, as you see, he's cute and sweet, but just the
horrible inside. The inside is just
tiny gesture can bring all that to shit.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say that there was, you know, we saw hundreds of people literally for this role, and one thing that he said, which I had never heard, was, and we'd never even thought about it, we never gave a type. It could have been a woman, you know, 20 years old till 90, and it was all him, you know. He swam through everything we were looking for, and that Andy in particular had dreamed about. And I'm sure for actors, there was a strong temptation, and we saw it in a lot of actors auditioning for this, to emulate Tim Curry. He was a complete original, and that's what, you know, blew us away. It was a Pennywise that we had never even dreamt about. Well, I hadn't.
100%.
Thank you.
Thank you.